Halloween podcast in which we talk about a famous crime that changed Halloween. So, Jessica, do you want to start us off?
Yeah, so everyone knows, like any kid who trick-or-treated knows that their parents always checked their candy to make sure that it wasn't laced with anything. Well, a lot of this started in 1984 by the man who killed Halloween, also known as the Candy Man, Ronald O'Brien, who poisoned five pixie sticks with cyanide and killed his own child, Timothy.
That's crazy. So why? Yeah.
Well, we do know a little bit of the background. I had searched some of the background information of the dad, and I had heard that they were financially not stable. They were going through a rough time with dealing with money, and a lot of people were very surprised that this had happened. And they also found out that he had put an immense amount of cyanide on the pixie sticks, and which obviously he killed his own son. I find that pretty crazy. Your own son, I don't know.
So it was an insurance fraud thing, trying to be this, and so we should get money because the company killed our son.
I don't think that's what it was.
You don't think it was?
No, I think what happened was he had a life insurance policy out on his kids, and then he increased it, and he decreased his own, and they were like, that's weird. I think that's what it was.
And the wife didn't know.
Yeah, she didn't know. And then he specifically said, don't tell my wife that I increased the policy on the kids.
And do y'all's parents, when y'all go trick-or-treating, or your siblings do your parents always check your siblings' candy or not?
Well, my siblings, I have three younger sisters, but we've all been really aware, to always check it. So my parents, when we were younger, little kids, they would check it. But now my youngest sister's 8, and so my parents just let us go through it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I was kind of the same way. So I'm the youngest. My brother, he would be the one to check my candy because I'd always go trick-or-treating with him. And if I didn't go trick-or-treating with him, our whole family would do, a big trick-or-treating thing. And so, parents, aunts, cousins would all, dump it into the floor in little sections and have it checked, three times before they gave it back to us. They were huge, make sure this doesn't have anything in it.
Yeah.
Well, I don't go trick-or-treating, but I know I had my little cousin, 2 or 3 years ago. His mom told my parents that, they had gone trick-or-treating, they went back home, and they checked the candy, and I don't know what happened, but the kid got his Kit Kat, he opened it, he took a bite, and when he took a bite, he felt something hard, and it was a needle.
Yeah,
a needle in the Kit Kat, and luckily, he didn't obviously bite it because he felt something really hard. He bit it, but he didn't swallow it or anything. And, he grabbed it and it was a needle. That's crazy. Imagine the needle goes inside your mouth. That's gonna hurt really bad.
Now that's one of the more popular ways to do it, to inject it with something. Because, it's crazy that when this happened, O'Brien stapled the pixie stick shut again, and nobody really thought anything of the pixie stick being stapled, which is now why parents really check it, because now you don't see staples, you see injections with the tiniest hole in the wrapper that if you weren't looking for it, you would never notice it was there.
Well, I think we kind of take for granted that things now are all over the internet, you can research this case and whatever, but at the time, the concept of serial killers and murderers and people who do all these really evil things. Some of it was kind of new or wasn't really public knowledge as much as it is now.
It wasn't a big thing. You had your few really popular ones who killed 30 plus people. But other than that, small town serial killers weren't a thing.
No, they really weren't. And I think that makes a big difference. And that's also shown pretty easily by the fact that cyanide was so easily available that they just sold it to him.
Yeah.
To O'Brien.
But isn't it crazy how back then they used to be that way? Now you can't just buy cyanide, which I find really crazy, because how did people not think things could, like this could happen, and you're selling it like that, which I find pretty crazy. But
well, there was another case. Oh, sorry.
Yeah, like this might not have anything to do with it, but like cyanide, especially like in the 1900s, surrounded like the world, especially after World War II and kind of in the Cold War, cyanide was carried by a lot of soldiers if they ever got caught by the other, by the enemy. Like they would eat cyanide so they wouldn't get questioned and out the rest of their
I didn't know that.
And so that, that's why cyanide was so popular, especially during that World War II time and immediately after, is that was what spies carried around, so if they ever got caught, they wouldn't be forced to, they would choose death over outing any viable information.
I did not know that. I know that there was another insurance fraud case, and it was like a Tylenol scare where some lady, and this was also like similar time period, where some lady had gone and bought, it had cyanide in it. What was it? I think it was like something to clear algae away or something, but it had cyanide in it, and she like extracted it and she put it in her husband's Tylenol, and then she went and put it in some random thing of Tylenol at the store, so it seemed like it was random.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
that's crazy. I don't know
how people can do this.
Yeah, I don't either.
Like, what goes through their mind when they're doing it? Like, it's kind of creepy. And another creepy thing, I can't remember if this is like the correct part of the story, but wasn't there a part when he went to get the pixie sticks or something? He went to like the house next to them, and he just went inside and came out with the pixie sticks.
No, he didn't go inside. He said, okay, it was dark, and he said that he knocked on the door, and they just like stuck a hand out and handed him these pixie sticks.
Do they not know who it was? Because I don't think it talked about
I don't
that.
Know. I think they were cleared pretty quickly of suspicion because everybody else in the neighborhood was like, they weren't home. That's what it was. I think the guy was like working somewhere, maybe at the airport, and he was somewhere with a bunch of people. He and his wife were, and so they were like, yeah, they weren't even home. That's impossible.
Yeah, I found that kind of creepy because they said like how it was dark, and like you said, they just stuck their hand out, and I mean,
he did not think that very well through, did he?
Yeah.
Like,
no.
And it's also crazy that, like, he poisoned 5 pixie sticks, but only the 1 kid died. Like,
I know. Yeah. The odds of that are really bad.
Yeah. Like, they kind of said a couple things about some of the kids, like how one kid, he was holding it in his hands when he woke up in the morning, or when he went to bed with it in his hands, but, like,
couldn't open it.
Yeah, like some of the other kids, like they didn't talk about how did like what happened, like why didn't they eat pixie stick.
Well, I know Pearl and I were talking about earlier how one of them didn't because his mom told him it would make a mess in the house and eat it the next day on the porch. So there was that's 2, and then there were his 2 children. His daughter, I think they said, was too tired and just went straight to bed. So that's 4 of them. I don't know about the last kid.
Yeah, I don't remember the last kid.
I don't think it talked about it.
It was the neighbor's kid, right? Or
I think. I'm not sure, though. I don't think it talked about the last kid, which, I mean, it's possible he just hasn't gone up and instead made a statement or anything because he didn't want, you know, publicity or whatnot.
Yeah, but it's crazy, like, and that, like, it also makes me wonder, were there more that they just didn't find that never got anyone?
I guess it's possible. I mean, we don't really know for sure.
Yeah.
Because
a lot of questions.
Yeah, I mean, he could have given out pixie sticks at any point, and then, like, after the scare, everybody just got rid of all the pixie sticks. So that's possible, but I don't know. I think maybe we're giving him too much credit, because I don't think he was that smart.
Yeah, probably not.
And I also find it pretty crazy, you know, how he put, like, a big amount of cyanide in the pixie sticks. And imagine how quickly the son died. Did they not talk about that, how quickly he, like...
I think he did. It said he died really, really quickly because he put in like enough to kill 2 adults, enough cyanide.
And I mean, that was
and cyanide. He's a little kid. And cyanide on its own is really fast acting, even in the smaller portions. Like to have probably quadruple the amount of dose necessary to kill a child of that size.
Well, like, I think they said the other pixie sticks that didn't kill anyone had like 2 or 3, enough to kill like, or no, 3 or 4 adults. Like it had even more.
Yeah.
That's scary. Imagine how that kid felt when he was eating it. Like, I don't know, I'd be terrified, you know, because, I mean, imagine what he felt in his body.
Yeah,
like, and with that big of amount.
What I know about it is, like, it reacts really fast, but it takes, like, 2 or 3 seconds before it starts reacting. But once it reacts, it's, like, bam, it's done. It's like, you don't, like, you don't have, like, with a lot of things, you have a little bit of time to counteract them and, like, recover from it. Like, if you have the right, like, Narcan or something to overcome the overdose, but with cyanide, it's, like, immediate. Like, if you don't have it on you at that time and you don't have, like, the 5 seconds to inject yourself with something that might help you, it's like you don't, it's so fast reacting.
And isn't like, does it burn the body from in the inside or what?
I don't know. I don't know much about cyanide. I know. So one thing I do wonder though is like, I mean, there are natural sources of it available, like apple seeds and stuff. So I know it's not widely sold, but I wonder like how much cyanide actually does it take?
It's not a lot.
No, I didn't think so. And I mean, I know there's not a lot like in apple seeds and stuff like that, but it's kind of easy to get a hold of, you know, just naturally.
I think it's, I know it's 2 cherry pits is all.
Oh, yeah, I forgot cherry pits too, yeah.
It, like,
just but you'd have to, don't you have to like crunch them up or something?
Yeah. You have to eat, like you would have to like crush them and swallow them.
But still, like that's a really easy
and,
way
like, you
to
have
get
to think
it
of,
still.
Like, how small cherry pits are. Yeah, 2 of them to be lethal. Yes. Like how much cyanide?
I mean, cherry pits are tiny.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So that might, yeah. Maybe it's maybe there's something else that prevents, because I haven't really heard about a lot of people being poisoned by cyanide, like prior after this or you know.
Yeah. I think they just became like more aware of like what has cyanide in it. Danger that cyanide has, and then like they educated people on don't eat cherry pits, don't eat apple seeds, and so now it's become a lot less of an issue.
Yeah, and like now it's harder to go buy cyanide, like it's not easy anymore because of what happened. They learned to, you know, not for it not to be available like that, you know.
Well, and it's pretty easy to test for too.
Yeah, it's like now, like, you think about like all the things people use to. Like commit crimes like that, like even like accelerators for fires that you would like not like back at that time were so easy to get, like they flag anybody who purchases that kind of stuff now, like just so if something comes up they're like, this person bought it.
Yeah, there was something else, like for the longest time I can't remember what it was, it was like a really significant poison and like I think it's like odorless, tasteless, all of that dissolves in water, but now we can test for it so easily that it's like, it's just really hard to get away with poisonings like that.
Yeah.
And we don't really see much of like poisoning anymore.
No, we really don't. And I think it's because of how far forensics has come.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Because, I mean, we can test for like any poison. And
anything at this point.
Yeah, and also, I mean, autopsies and examinations are done on almost all bodies now. They didn't used to be, but they are because of poisonings and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Like they used to only do it if it was obvious.
If it was obviously suspicious. Yeah. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And now it's like anybody.
Anybody who's not like in the hospital with a history of a certain medical condition and obviously died by it gets tested.
Yeah.
So, I mean, it's pretty hard to get away with, luckily. Anything else to add?
I think that pretty much covers it all.
So that's the story of the Candyman, the man who killed Halloween. So this Halloween, just make sure to check your candy and be careful and tune in with us next time for our Thanksgiving podcast. Bye, Ray City.